2 days after the EU announced a new package of sanctions against Iran's banking and energy sector, lawmakers in the Iranian parliament are discussing measures to soften its impact on ordinary people. In the Economic Committee, ways to promote national production and supporting domestic producers is on top of the list. Those measures include tax exemptions and long-term loans.
We will never bow to sanctions. This is an opportunity for us to boost national production. Iran is rich in natural resources, and we have been able to take major steps in major scientific fields over the past year, despite sanctions imposed on us by the West. Now we are discussing a bill that will provide our domestic producers with the support that they need.
Member of the Industry and Mines Committee and head of the National Production Faction in the Parliament says the bill will be ready to be discussed in an open session in 2 weeks.
We are capable of producing many of the goods that we need. The reason why we have been importing some of those goods is because we want to interact with other countries. However, this does not mean that the way the EU has been treating us is right. Their sanctions are putting pressure directly on ordinary people.
Meanwhile, the National Security and Foreign Policy Committee has condemned the new round of sanctions as illegal. They say this is not going to stop Iran's progress in different scientific fields, neither will it hamper its industrial development.
We have learned to turn our theaters into opportunities, and these sanctions can become the best opportunity for us to become more independent. We owe many of our achievements to the fact that we had to stand on our own feet to reach our goals. The best example of this is a 40-megawatt heavy water nuclear reactor in Arak, which we visited 2 days ago.
The EU says the so-called smart sanctions are aimed at getting Iran to give up its peaceful nuclear program, which it considers as one of its many technological achievements over the past 3 decades.
But observers say an embargo as extensive as this, where everything is forbidden unless explicitly permitted, is the exact opposite of smart sanctions. This is an economic warfare targeting ordinary Iranian people. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.